Drought-affected Utah farmers and ranchers of draft, dairy, or breeding animals received financial assistance last week through an IRS tax deferral. Notice 2013-62 provides a year-long extension for the replacement of livestock to any farm located in an extreme drought area during any period between September 1, 2012 and August 31, 2013. Bill Brunson, media relations for the IRS, talks about the deferral.
This deals with Code Section 1033, and it is one of a series of code sections that allow an individual to defer capital gain when they basically exchange property. And in this particular circumstance, if the farmer or rancher replaces like-kind property, the animals that they sell due to the drought, then they will defer all of the gain that they would have received on the sale of the livestock initially.
Drought conditions in Utah have persisted since 2009, forcing ranchers and farmers to pay high prices for feed to maintain their herds or sell their livestock. Once livestock is sold, the farmers are unable to replace their herds before paying taxes on the liquidated funds, making it difficult for them to replace their herds in the spring when there is the possibility of better weather conditions. Brent Tanner of the Utah Cattlemen's Association says that all Utah farmers and ranchers have been affected by the drought and talks about what this measure means for farmers.
The reason that they're making these extensions, they are recognizing that it levels out so that the ranching taxable income is truly what is the normal income on the ranch.
The tax deferral applies to all counties in the state of Utah. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.